Kathy, will you take roll, please?
Hayes?
Here.
Lee?
Here.
Carter?
Here.
All right, please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, this meeting was called because BJ and we had talked about making improvements to the room as far as audiovisual and an upgrade and seeing some new improvements and additions. So I'm going to turn it over to BJ and we can all discuss some things that we want to see for an improved council chamber.
Thank you, Suzanne. I had an opportunity to meet with our tech consultant from Keytow about what our possibilities are in this room. And I just wanted to get an opportunity to get in front of the Safety and Tech Committee to make sure that we are on the same page of what we're looking to have. We've had a lot of discussions about this, how to improve the recording of audio during meetings, also how to project stuff in here during, whether it's mayor's court or council meetings or other committee meetings. The discussion I had, and I was hoping our tech consultant could be here, but he got called out of town for work. What we had talked about doing is, first of all, with the visual aspect of it, and I think we may have touched on this some, was the installation of some large screens. And with those, the way the room's set up, there's no place really conducive to having one in here that everybody'd be able to see. So what we talked about doing is this side and that side and having big screens or monitors. And that would allow us to do presentations during council meetings, would allow mayor's court to utilize it and set a little TV when they have mayor's court to play their video from the prosecutor, and also allow people coming in with developments to do presentations during building or BZA or planning commission meetings. That's certainly a possibility for doing that, and that's something that I recommend we move forward with doing. I've asked Jessica to begin getting prices for those to see what our costs would be. The second thing we talked about was how to improve the audio in this, in the council chambers. The current system with these microphones are probably about 4 or 5 years old. I'd anticipate everything that we have used to be the wireless that would run on batteries, and they just weren't good. We went to these about 5 years ago in an effort to get away from the batteries and also improve the recording and also the audio of this. The bad thing about this is when they're turned on, they're always on. There's never a time, there's not a mute button or anything where you can turn them off. We still utilize the wireless mics for several areas here, and I know we've had trouble with those. Also with trying to record, those are a challenge just because the way they're established through here. We could certainly do hardwired for the side tables and try to do something, a new updated wireless mic on the podium. What I learned are the models that we have are good for, like, singing or concert. They're not good for having meetings where people are talking or anything. So we talked about that. The other big piece of this is the actual box that we have that everything records to. That's a, from what I've learned, that's a lot of equipment for what we need. That is pretty big. Everything has its own station tie-in. What we could do is eliminate that box and have one. You can get ones that almost look like furniture that could go back in the corner and everything could tie into it and we'd be able to get away from that black box. Part of that also would be installing cable jacks so we could set up a laptop or anything to tie into the monitors or TVs that we put up here. And that would significantly improve. We'd be able to tie the audio from the monitors into our overhead speakers that we have, that these come through also, in case there was ever a need for that. And I know Mayor's Court has that. So those are the things I've identified, waiting on getting quotes to do. And I just want an opportunity to get with the committee to make sure we're headed down the same path. I know there's been discussions about these microphones and replacing these. If that is a desire of the committee and these, that's something that we may have to do a CIP for in 17. We'll have to take a look at the budget. But I think if we're going to do upgrades in here, we should do them all and get this to a point where we don't have to worry about quality of recordings anymore. We're doing, you know, posting our recordings on our website. People are listening to them. I would just like to do all the upgrades at once to get rid of the dated stuff that we have. So I would like input from the committee to see if we're headed down the right path with this.
Anyone? Mel?
BJ, when you talk to the technician, is there any resale value in the equipment that we have? Because you say that box is so much more than what we need, then that means we probably overspent on it when we got it, not realizing that we were. So is there any way we can get back some of our costs? Because this is still, 4 years is not that old.
Right. We would certainly, what are the newest are just these mics. That box has been here for a while, and Kathy would probably be able to tell us when, but that box, I think, was the original that was put in when all the wireless mics were put in. And if you look behind it, there's different slots in there that corresponded to each one of these microphones, okay. And they all have an antenna. But to answer your question, yes, there is resale value. I don't know how much, but we would certainly try to get back some of the costs for this, for selling that stuff. I was told, and I don't know this, but that these microphones have a lot of value to them for the purpose that they're meant for. So we would certainly be able to recoup some of our costs with selling or trading in some of this stuff as we move forward. I will say I'm the tech's working on a quote for me, so as soon as I have that, I can get it to the committee so we know what we're talking about and also provide information about what we have budgeted to do these improvements in the chambers. I know council budgeted money in 2016 for this room, and I would anticipate that it would probably take up the majority of that money, but I think it's an important thing to do.
Any thoughts? I think it's a great idea.
Question about upgrading the side mics. Does that require different types of tables for wiring? Because my personal opinion is that does not look professional that we have folding tables in the first place. But if we need to upgrade the tables so that the wires, because obviously under these tables you've got the wires run to each other and through the table. So what are your thoughts on that?
If we could certainly put wired mics there. What the struggle is here is this room gets rearranged on a regular basis for different meetings with the fold-out tables going to the middle to form a square, whatever it may be. I know recently the mayor held a meeting in here. Mayor's Court moves those tables out during Mayor's Court. So it is moved around a lot. Does that mean we need to have plastic fold-out tables? No, it doesn't. We could, wireless mics, we could have them for the side tables and just pull them out on council meetings and have them there and store them up here or something during that. When these tables are moved, being used, these mics just sit on some of these other tables. So there is a possibility to have wired mics for the side tables. The other option we talked about, which I don't think is a good option, is having overhead microphones installed. The problem is it picks up a much wider, much larger radius, and if you have one at the podium, it may start picking up anything that is being discussed out in the audience, and I don't think that would serve us well.
I agree. All right. I would be interested in seeing a quote.
Okay.
I think it's great. The screens as well.
Mm-hmm. What I'll do is get the quote and put together the whole plan for you guys, how it would be funded, and also what the council authorization I'm anticipating we're going to need for this, and I'd hope to be able to do that in August so we can get moving and get this stuff done.
Okay.
In the third quarter.
Great. Anybody else? Mm-mm. Other business. How is the server at the police department? Everything in?
I believe everything is in, and Chief can confirm that. We had some electric upgrades done over there. The server is in. And last I heard from Chief is that they were installing it, so I think everything is up and running. The other thing, and Mayor, I don't know if you want to touch on this, about the computers that the detectives got for their cars and the benefit that they've seen from those.
Yes, we were able to grab three computers, computers, so that the detectives who had none at the time, if they were, let's say they needed some information so they could serve a search warrant, they could access through that computer and not have to come back to the station and access the computer there. So we looked at, in fact, budget-wise, we looked at our fuel budget, which is down, and found some money in there. And one of the detectives was able to get a hold of a very good deal on three computers. They've been installed in the detectives' cars, and they're just tickled pink. So
that's great. Yep. Thank you. All right. Anybody else? Anything else? All right. Motion. Am I doing this right?
Mm-hmm.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Did he say it?
He said it.
Second.
All right. Yeah. Kathy.
Hayes.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Carter.
Yes. Thank you.